joining us here at the end of the game. Corey, a big day for Western Australia. Obviously, Bancroft and Whiteman there at stumps, setting the platform. But for you, 4 wickets from that innings, you must be very, very pleased.
Yeah, once again, it's just a good opportunity to play the team role. Hunt is bowled a lot of overs out there today, just with the fact that we'd been out there for a while. So my job was just keep trying to hit the stumps, and I was lucky today. But yeah, it was a big team performance with the ball.
Take us back to the Victorian game, obviously the previous Shield game, but it looks to me like you're relishing the opportunity to really stamp down, take wickets obviously for the side, but you seem to be adapting with the expectation for me, you know, as a commentator looking on.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the role that the skipper's given me at the moment. I feel like every game I'm playing, I'm enjoying the trust that they're giving me. I feel like I've gained that from the team at the moment with the roles I've played previously. Obviously had a really big winter, and the coaching staff asked me to take wickets, not only hold an end. So yeah, I just try and play my part, and I'm just really enjoying playing cricket for WA. It doesn't happen every day, so I'm just really grateful.
Now, what's your relationship like with the rest of the quicks? So I imagine that you're becoming a key focus, but you look at that, the emergence of Haskett and Stobo and all that. Is there an opportunity for you to pass on some knowledge there too? Obviously not a fast bowler, but just to pass on some knowledge?
Usually my knowledge is asking them not to throw bumpers at me in the nets. I think I usually just ask them what the pitch is doing. They're the first ones who get the good sign of the wicket. So when they've got the new ball in their hands, I'm asking them what they see in the wicket, and then I can dictate from there. If I'm standing at point, I just sort of tell them if the batters are standing in or out of their crease. But most often than not, I'm hands off and just let them do their thing. They bowl fast, I bowl spin. So yep, Sort of that relationship.
What have you made of the pitch? Obviously, Tasmania have put 439 on the board. It's nothing to sneeze at. WA have got the platform. Where does it all go for tomorrow for day 3?
Hopefully more runs for us. That'd be nice. But I think we'll just have to take it a session by session basis and see what happens towards the back end of tomorrow. We're always looking to win games of cricket, so we'll see how it goes. But at the moment, it's building on the foundation that we've got. None for 146, so hopefully we can keep stacking on some runs and seeing what happens.
And Bangers obviously maintaining his outstanding form, got 100 in the first Shield final. It must be very, very pleasing for you to watch such a talent be batting so well at the top of the order after a calendar record-breaking year last year.
Yeah, well, he's my cycling buddy, so I really enjoy the fact that he's scoring runs, so we got more things to talk about on our rides. Yep. But the amount of work he does, when I first joined the squad a few years ago, he was the one I looked up to with the amount of work and hard work he's put in, so he just reaping the rewards because of that, and it's a really good blueprint for me as a younger player coming through, that if I work hard, I'll have the seasons like Banger's been having.
And I'm hearing some meditation too. It's happening behind the closed doors there. There's a bit going on there. Obviously, you and Banger's quite close, but meditation, the modern day cricketer, that's how it's going.
Yeah, it's just all about self-awareness. So Bangers, Flip, Teague did a fair bit of meditation through in the off-season. That's just about self-awareness, and when the pressure moment's happening in the middle, you've got to understand how you are as a person, understand how you're going, and being self-aware. So that's all it is. We sort of practice that every day, and just something that's really nice. Sort of keeps me grounded and level.
Well, Corey, wish you well for the rest of the game, mate. Hopefully you can make some runs and take a few more wickets. You've had an outstanding start to the season. We're really pleased for you, and go well.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.